Blog Talk Radio.
We got the commish here, OFL After Dark, early Friday morning here on the East, 12:17 a.m. Sipping on some Appalachian Brewing Company microbrew straight out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where I'm from. Hoppy Trails IPA, 6.28 PC, recommend it. We're going to get directly right to the phone lines. We got Team Sexual Chocolate calling in. It's rare to hear from them, but I know a lot of you guys have been wanting to hear from him. So let's go right to him. 404, you're now live on the air with the commissioner. Who do I got the pleasure to speak with?
Man, it's PB, man. PB number one.
PB number one. Long time. Haven't heard from you in a minute. People remember PB from winning all the Super Bowls in the beginning. He's got two rings still. Big-time player here in the community. But as we've progressed and we're up over 130 members or something now, we're growing rapidly. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the competition's coming too. You had a couple exits there in the playoffs this last season. What happened? Is it just a case of more competition coming, making it the leagues harder, or did you just make some mental errors?
No, I think it wasn't new competition. I think in one of the single season I had the Saints. I just didn't like the team. My team wasn't really good. They just weren't a good team for me. And I knew I wanted that. Didn't have a chance in that one. But in the multiple league with the Seahawks, that's my babies right there. Peel beat me in that one. Peel 5-1-0. We've always had tough battles. So that was just, I knew that game was going to go either way, and it came down and went either way. It was a close one, but he won that one. So that was cool though.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was too competition because we've been having battles. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you to some extent also, man. I mean, we've had good competition in here since day one.
Yeah.
I just think with more members, we just have more of it.
Oh, man, most definitely, man. I mean, shoot, you gave me a message the other day. You said, I'm going to be playing Buck Sweet. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, he's in the league. I'm like, wow, for real? That's crazy. So that's, you know. The competition level is really getting there, and that makes it more exciting, and that really gives it kind of that good feel to it, man. So I'm definitely excited about what the future holds as far as the competition level in the league.
So you were actually surprised, because I think that might have been the league Buck Sweep just jumped into. He's actually kind of new to league, so he's kind of feeling out, you know, being a big-time tournament player and being focused on that. When you go from that 4 minutes to 7 minutes, it takes a minute to adjust, but I mean, I looked, you beat him, right? You beat him by three.
Yeah, man, I gave up a late touchdown, man. It should have been by 10, but it was a good game. Like, his game is crazy. Like, his game mm-hmm. is really impressive. It's tough to, you can't stop it. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where you're not going to stop. You have to really contain what he does, man. And so it's really tough. I think I play him again coming up in this week again. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be interesting to see what goes on. But, I mean, you can tell dude is A1 with his game playing, man. It's really crazy to play.
Yeah, I mean, with him coming in there and taking over that team, that division's insane. It's you, Peel, Ready 10,
exactly.
and Puck Sweep, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly.
I mean, that's nuts, man.
That's got to be the toughest division in any league, man. It has to be. Has to be. In any one of the leagues, it has to be the toughest division.
You might be right. When you beat Buck Sweep, were you, like, texting all your friends, like, man, this is fucked up. I just beat the dude that won $6,000 for nothing.
I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't really, I mean, the competition level is there, man. Like, a lot of the people that were playing in the tournament that I played against already. You see what I'm saying? So,
oh, okay.
I'm kind of already familiar. The dudes, ATL Gamer Society, that's out here. You know, I'm in Atlanta as well. So, ATL mm-hmm. Gamer Society are really the ones who put together the tournament in Vegas. And Console Kings, they help with the internet. I'm cool with both of those, you know, those companies, those guys who run those situations. And I've actually mm-hmm. competed in an ATL Gamer Society event before, so I'm kind of familiar with, you know, I played a few of those guys. Not a lot of them, but a few of those guys I played. And one of the guys in the tournament, I play all the time. So, you know, I was kind of already familiar with that level of play, but at the same time, like I say, Buck Sweep, I see why he won it.
We've been running them tournaments and stuff. He's actually the leading money leader right now. He's won over $1,040 or something in here so far, so he's doing good in that aspect. Now, speaking of the ATL Gaming Society and local tournaments and whatnot, this goes out to PB and any member of the OFL now. If you're going to a live tournament, contact me, and I'll probably sponsor you. As long as you're on good standing terms and aren't pulling bullshit in the league, I'd have no problem covering entry fees. I'll probably send you a couple business cards, try to hand out and get some new members. But other than that, you know, so if anybody out there is interested in going to a live tournament, make sure you hit me up. I know there's a big one May 2nd in Dallas. If anybody's interested in that, I mean, it's a long week, a lot of money to get there, but I'll help you, at least help your entry fee or whatever. But that goes to every member. Anyways, PB, let's talk a little bit about you joining forces with PO510. I mean, you guys have basically been rivalries. It might have been a friendly rivalry because you're both really good players stuck in the same division, so you're really familiar with each other. And actually, he's one of the few people that probably either basically splits the series with you, maybe even one up or two up on
you.
Yeah,
we
split. I don't know. That's where Peel knows.
We split, man. I think pretty much every year, we pretty much split this whole thing. So
mm-hmm.
I played him 6 times. We split 3 times. So you got it.
Now, he's a great player coming from Oakland, California, and he formed Team Sexual Chocolate. He brought his boy, obviously, D-Knox 21, a really good player. All three of you have been ranked number one at some point. And then I guess you had to bring the token white guy and bring Mad Dream onto the team, and he's actually been ranked number one also. So Team Sexual Chocolate is 4 members, very strong players, all been ranked number one. Is that the main reason you joined, because you knew the other members are, you know, at your level or right around your level?
Well, when I saw when Peel came to me with it and listed who was going to be on there, you know, you kind of, your interest is peaked. And then, of course, you know, I'm never going to turn down a competitive thing, you know, if I got the time to
mm-hmm.
do it. So, I mean, no matter what the situation, I'd join. But, I mean, when you say it like that, man, you start realizing it is Mad Dream, D Knox, Peel and myself, man. Everybody, all quality, man. So, I mean, it's definitely a strong squad, man. So I'm definitely excited about getting in and knocking some heads off.
Yeah, I'm not even sure I've even scored a touchdown on either of you 4 in the last times I've played you guys. Mad Dream just beat me 43-0 today. So, yeah, I'm struggling, but that's neither here nor there. Let's go to a big, big announcement. Talking about Vegas, Buck Sweep won, but the runner-up was Dippin' X Dots, or as you saw on the screen, he went by VTech. And he actually just joined the new Group 5 single that just kicked off tonight, or well, they're doing team selection as we speak. And Freddy Krueger jumped right on him and recruited him for Team Bounty Gate. So that's a big pickup. But we got Peel on the line coming in. Peel, you got the commish here. You got PB number one. How are you doing this evening or early morning, I guess?
We good. We good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you just fine,
man. Okay, yeah, I got myself and got my boy Knox on the line. I don't know if you can hear him.
What's going on?
Oh, yeah, I hear him. What's up, Knox? How you doing?
PB, what's going on?
What's going on, man?
What's up,
Greg? Special chocolate
here.
Not much, man. You know, a lot of the guys are interested.
Out tonight.
Oh, yeah, he's out every night, man, living the dream, man, living the dream. I see his Facebook. He got women hanging all over him. good for him. Good for him beating me 43-0, too. Either way, let's get right to the point, man. We got Team Sexual Chocolate on the air. We know Team Volcano or Team ICUP, whatever they call themselves. We know Team Bounty Gate. We know Team Houston. We know some of these other teams out there. They're forming to be able to compete with you guys. You know, like I was just telling Peel, all four of you have been ranked number one at some point, which is really impressive. So how are you guys going to maintain this level of success?
Ooh, that's a good one. Well, you know, PB is consistent. Mad Dream is consistent. Knox is consistent. So, you know, I'm just trying to catch up with them, make sure I stay focused, you know. But them boys are going to be in the playoffs. Mad Dream only lose about 3 or 4 games this season. PB might lose. Well, I think they only lost once last year prior to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just something that's natural to us. We all win, you know. That's just what it is. So I gotta stay on top because I'm in the same division with PB, and now we added the new fellow that's a headbuster, and then Knox on the other side. So, you know, we just need to do what we do.
And it's true, man. You guys are all very similar in play styles, very smart, very, very methodical in your offensive play calling. And then just solid and strong defensively, every single one of you, actually. Would you agree with that? I mean, that's what I see, at least, and that's what I hear from other people.
I would agree with it. I'm slow. I think I play every single time I play PV is a chess match. I think on my side of the screen on the TV way over here in Cali, you know, the screen be sweating along my forehead. You can't make too many mistakes. Play against my boy Knox, it's like playing my twin, you know. So, and then Mad Dream, real precise too. He's, you know, all three of them guys are some of the best defenses you'll see, you know, when you step out and play.
Right. Who do you think poses the biggest threat to Team Sexual Chocolate?
Poses the biggest threat?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what y'all think, man. I don't know, really. There's like 6 or 7 other teams, so I don't know.
Well, what players do you think
how can you answer
cause
that?
An issue?
How you answer that?
I truthfully really don't know. I don't know who would pose the biggest threat, personally. Everybody's good, and they have their own scheme, and they're good at about more than likely what they do. But, I don't know, it's just mainly pretty much just looking at probably, you know, matchups and things of that nature, too. So, I don't know who would be the strongest team, personally.
We are going to have these team tournaments coming out
players,
real
yeah.
soon.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. That's what we what we built for, you know. That's what we want to get to. We want to see that. But until that comes, you know, there's individual players I could probably name off the top of my head that are strong players. But, you know, we only got 4 members, though. And those 4, pretty good. They tough.
But when the team tournaments come, they're going to be 3 versus 3, so one member will probably have to be on the sideline as a reserve if somebody can't make it, because they'll be best out of 3 series. And so we'll see how you guys strategize for that, along with the other teams out there. Hey, let's take a look. I'm going to read the top 20 that just came out last night. I don't even know if you guys have been even checked it out yet, but let me know what you guys think. Number 20, you got Finesse Gigolo. 19, you got Redemption 315. 18, you got Your Own Mad Dream. 17, you got Bad to Chad Jackson. 16, Fat Magic. 15, A New Guy, King Mank, J28. 14, J Mills. 13, We Witness. 12, About That Life 2. Another new guy making a lot of noise. 11, VX Assassin XA, really strong tournament style player. Number 10, Ready 10, there hanging out with Team Balkito. Number 9, like PB was speaking about earlier, Buck Sweep. Number 8, Obama's Mentor. Nobody really knows much about him, but he did beat Balkito earlier. He only has one loss. Number 7, you got Peel. Number 6, you got PB. Number 5, you got Matternall. 4, XDMG X Jason. 3, SC Bolt. 2, Slay Island 9. And number 1, Black Assassin. How do you guys feel about those rankings? PB?
That's a strong list. A lot of those players I'm not familiar with. So I mean, I'm only familiar with the ones that I kind of frequent the two leagues that I'm in. And so I mean, yeah, that, I mean, but that's definitely pretty strong, man. I mean, and of course, this is like a week to week thing, right? So it's kind of like rankings. I think it's dope, man. That's strong. That's a strong list. I think the fact that people play each other all the time is kind of cool. So it's like, whereas I would know, okay, this guy's pretty good because I play him and he's nice, or that guy's pretty good, I whooped his ass, you know. But at the same time, it's like, it's week to week. So I guess if somebody's riding a hot streak, you know, it is what it is. You know, that person's number one. That's real solid.
And I know some real solid players
at the bottom of the list. Like, Finesse Bigelow's good, man, but he's like damn, like 20 and shit.
Yeah, he just got me. He got me the other night, actually. He got a good defense. I like that.
Yeah, and actually there's 2 strong players who won Super Bowls. Actually, 3 guys who won Super Bowls not on that list at all. Balkino's not in the top 20. OFL now, Savage is not in the top 20. And for those two, it's not because they haven't been winning. It's they lost. They got docked points for sportsmanship because they put, like, 80 to 100 points up on a computer-controlled player to stat boost, so they got knocked out because of sportsmanship. It doesn't take much, you know, you lose a couple hundred points on sportsmanship and, you know, the league's too competitive, you'll drop out. And then DNA Suspect won a title. I don't think I saw, he might be ranked, but I don't think so. And I think it's because he's had a lot of computer games get beat, so just how it is. So there's, you know, there's even a, just because you're not ranked doesn't mean you're not a good player in this league, that's for sure. We got another call, 806. Thanks for being on hold. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with?
Yes, sir. It's We Witness.
Now, We Witness, I know you came in a little bit later in the league. I know you're familiar with Peel and PB. You've kind of trying to catch up to these guys. You know, you're sitting there at 13. You've been very competitive. Have you played Peel and PB at all?
I have not gotten the chance to play those guys. Look forward to it.
All right. Now, for everyone that doesn't know, Witness is a member of Team Houston. Team Houston, how do you feel, or Witness, how do you feel about most people considering Team Sexual Chocolate to be the most dominant team?
I don't know. We just got a lot to prove, I guess. I mean, everyone's good. I don't look at any team any different, but I mean, no, just got to be prepared for these tournaments. I look forward to it. I really do.
Who do you think the 3 teams coming out of Team Houston will be, the 3 players?
Man. That's a hard question. I don't know. I know Savage is going to be one of them, but I don't know. I'm really just going to let that be up to Jordan to pick who. Because I don't want to say, like, me and me not even be there, because who knows?
Okay, all right, fair enough. And we also got a caller coming in from 407. 407, you're now live on OFL After Dark with Teal 510 Main, two-time Super Bowl champion, PB number one, Super Bowl hopeful, we witness, and dude that hasn't even won a game, I don't think, in 2 months, the commish here. Who we speaking with?
This is your two-time undefeated Super Bowl champ.
Oh, Bocchino. What's up, man? How do you feel about, I know you've been listening, how do you feel about Team Sexual Chocolate and Team Houston, and how does Team ICUP stack up against these guys?
I mean, I think we stack up pretty well. I mean, if you think about it, my top two guys never lost any of them. So,
who's your top two?
Oh, I would say myself and Buck Sweet.
Oh, you got Buck Sweep on your team?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you got you and Buck Sweep. All right, well, that is strong.
I believe
right
Buck
there
Sweep
alone, I mean.
You beat, didn't he?
You got to knock one of us off. But I'm looking forward to this team tournament, though, so definitely. It's good competition. I'm not going to say, you know, not.
Hey, Volcano, who's going to be your three?
Freddy 10 wants to take the spot. It'd probably be him. If not, it's going to be either Believe or Buckets, whoever wants that third spot.
Okay, all right. Now, Peel, I know you've been here since day one. You've seen the ups and downs of the league. You've seen us growing. Now we've kind of hit a plateau. Some people say it's because, you know, Madden – football season's over and this isn't Madden season. What do you think we need to improve on to continue to grow?
There ain't too much you can do. The tournaments are cool. What you're doing with the teams is cool. I mean, you're adding a league, it seems like, every couple of weeks. I mean, there's not much else you can do. Right now you got about 100 and some folks in the community. I mean, that's pretty darn good. You're stretching from coast to coast. I don't think there's anything else you can do, really, me personally.
Okay, fair enough. PB, I'm one of them guys. I don't like to settle. I appreciate what Peel's saying, but I don't like to settle. PB, where do you think we can really focus on to take us to the next level?
Well, I mean, I kind of agree with Peel, man. I mean, at the end of the day, man, you keep growing. And then the thing is, too, you're growing and you're noticing that what's happening now, you're starting to get some notable players into the league, some guys with some good reputation. And so what happened then is people will start gravitating towards the league. They feel they have to get here because this is what a competition is. So I think once that keeps going, then you're already on the track to do that. So, I mean, it gets to the point where if you want to make a name for yourself within the Madden community, you need to go to, you know, OFL now and get some accolades, man. So I think it's pretty dope because it's already kind of growing in that direction. So it's real cool, man. Because, I mean, it would be like you say, you got Buck Sweep in the league, Buck Sweep won. So at the end of the day, you play against somebody like that. That makes you, you know, you're like, oh, man, I'm playing against this guy. I'm playing against this guy. This guy won a couple of Super Bowls. I'm playing against him. So, I mean, it's all about that because that's what really competitive players want to do. They want to play against, you know, who's considered the best or who's considered quality opponents, man. So the more quality and bigger names you get in there, the more recognition you get. And, I mean, that's what's going on. So at the same time, you're already going in that direction. So you're really doing what you're supposed to do. Keep going. Don't stop. Keep grinding.
I appreciate that. And we are not going to stop. We do want to be the number one destination for the best players in the world. But at the same time, we need what some of the league officials and myself have been in meetings, you know, over the past couple weeks. We're trying to figure out because there's, you know, there's only so many PBs and Peels and Bocchinos and Wee Witnesses out there, but there's a million people like me, man, that are just average, you know, Madden players that like to play. We're trying to figure a way how we can set up a system where we can still attract people like myself or your average player and not scare them away or push them away because, you know, they realize they can't beat any of you guys, you know?
Well, what you can do, man, you could probably go to, like, kind of like a European soccer system, like a Champions League or like, have, like, lower-level leagues. You see what I'm saying? So you have, like, League One,
League Two, and you know, and then of course you're gonna have like a Champions League where you already had it, right? Where you would get in with that one championship or something like that. So it's like, I mean, that you can separate people like that.
Now that's funny you said that, because that is the direction that we haven't finalized it, but that's what we're leaning towards. Because if you look at those European, like the English Premier Soccer League, and we were talking about this, we would put people in groups, and then at the end of the season, like they do, like in the English Premier Soccer League, they take, I think, the bottom four teams. I could be wrong about that
move
number,
them up.
But I think it's four. They take the four that lose and push them down to group two, and then they bring the top four teams from group two and push them up to group one.
Push them up.
And we were thinking, we were thinking about doing that, but then the main issue that comes in, and we even have Balkino here, and he was playing devil's advocate, and he brought a good point. He might purposely sandbag or lose on purpose because he knows he can't win in group one to drop down to group two because he thinks he'd be guaranteed prize money. So our solution to that is make the difference in prize money pretty substantial. Now, do you agree with that?
Yeah, of course. You would have to make prize money in the lower leagues lower because it's the lower league. So, I mean, that would definitely keep from doing that. And then, of course, you know, the high league or what we call the Premier League or whatever, the stakes would be higher. Then, of course, tiebreakers and things, and you'd have to play it out. You know, you have to get into like some real, you know, death matches. So who's going to get demoted and who's going to get promoted type shit. It'll be dope.
Now, I don't know if you guys remember or used it too often, but do you remember the app we had? Did you guys use the app? Yeah, the phone app. Did you use that at all?
Are you talking about Glick?
No, but remember prior to all that, we built our own app. I'm not even sure
how
that was on
it. I remember it. Yeah,
I used that.
It didn't really grow into fruition as it was supposed to.
Now we're thinking about trying to get on with somebody like a professional to build that for us, to go that route. What would you think about that?
Well, like PB said a minute ago, keep going. You know, it's only going to enhance the league and make everything more professional. I see you put the T-shirts out there and everything, so why not? Go for it. You're only growing. It's only going to help you out, and it's only going to bring more players to the league.
That's true, and if it helps me out, it helps everybody out, man, because we're all one here. Now, Balkino, speaking of one, you're not familiar with that number because you got two rings, but so does PB have two rings. Do you think PB's your biggest competition?
Oh, man, I don't know. I've never seen him play. I mean, but as it comes to rings, but now how I see it is we got Buck Sweep in there. I mean, like I said, he's got something to prove. But when it comes to leagues, when it comes to tournaments, I would say Buck Sweep.
Now, PB just beat Buck Sweep this previous week by 3, and sounds like he should have won by 10. PB just beat him.
Oh, nice.
Now,
in
Buck Sweep's, defense, I mean, we all know he just got in the league. It was his first game with that team, I'm not saying PB wouldn't beat him again. I'm just saying, you know, he might be a different animal come playoff time. If he makes
those,
it to the playoffs.
Those 7-minute quarters definitely make a difference, especially if you're not used to
it. Yeah. Nah, if he even makes it to the playoffs, because I agree. I think that division, the NFC West, with PB, Peel 5-10 Maine, Ready 10, and Buck Sweep is probably the strongest out of all the leagues. And that says a lot. Would you agree with
that, Tina? I honestly think it's going to come down to Keel and PV, of course, making it to the playoffs. I mean, having 5 losses is going to, that's pretty hard to come back from. And, PV and Keel only lose like 1 or 2 games a year.
True.
I don't want to jinx myself, man. I've been known to trick off a couple wins, but like I said, you just got to keep going. I ain't even played him yet, so we'll see. Stay tuned.
And he's right. And on that note, man, we're down to 10 seconds. So, hey, thanks, Team Sexual Chocolate, for calling in. Thanks, Witness. Thanks, Balkino. We're on here every night. And Team Tournament's coming real soon, so you know, keep on the lookout for that. Good luck, guys.
All right, take it easy, bro.
Later. Yeah.